David Trainer, the founder and president at New Constructs, is here. And at New Constructs, they look through the footnotes and everything else to find out which stocks are attractive and which ones are dangerous. We're talking about the dangerous ones now in the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone, everybody. This is where we talk with experts from New Constructs, where forensic accounting meets cash flow analysis. And so what you've got is a situation that they're not looking at the same numbers as everybody else. Oh, they're the same numbers, but they go in from the bottom and work their way up, because at surface level, it's possible that something looks really good. They ask a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, and they find out that often when you go in from the bottom, when you reverse engineer the process and start at the footnotes and work your way up, that the numbers are not as good looking as they might otherwise appear. And when the numbers are misleading, that typically is going to make a stock dangerous. And of late, well, we've talked about a number of IPOs. They were forecasting WeWorks as a problem before it became an IPO, and then the entire IPO blew up. So we know that they're on it with that. We'll see what they're on today. But first, a reminder. They blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So if you want more information about anything you hear, go to newconstructs.com, and they're on Twitter, at newconstructs. David Trainer, good to have you back on the show.
It's great to be back, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Kronos.
Danger, danger.
Kronos. So we're talking about pot. We're talking marijuana companies.
I'll have to get small.
Many of the marijuana stocks are small stocks, but Kronos, ticker C-R-O-N, it's one of the bigger ones. So what's the problem here?
It's sort of punching out of its weight class. It's trading at a valuation that implies it's got much bigger capacity and much bigger potential profit growth than what the actual business can do. You know, Chuck, we love to help our listeners out with misleading themes and fads and point out specific situations where forensic accounting also is giving us a red flag. You know, we had kind of a hot IPO market earlier this year, some crazy stocks coming out, whether it was Uber, Lyft, or, you know, potentially WeWork and some others, and we raised the red flag on those. And I think if you look at how much WeWork's valuation got marked down even before they shelved the IPO altogether, we predicted about at least $100 billion in value destruction between Uber, Lyft, and WeWork alone, right, in terms of how much Uber and Lyft's valuations have dropped since the IPO and the haircut that WeWork took before it decided to shelve the IPO. That was sort of quintessential New Constructs, right? Hey, here's a hot market, and here's some bad stuff that Wall Street's trying to sneak in under the guise of a hot market. And the marijuana, the legal marijuana market, is a similar thing, right? You've got, you know, a lot of potential opportunities. It's a whole new world for a new product, and there's a lot of publicly traded companies and businesses going after it. Some of them are better than others. Kronos happens to be one of the worst that we've seen. We don't cover all the marijuana stocks yet. We should probably within the next week. But Kronos jumped out at us as we're building out coverage as one of the worst for a variety of reasons.
But this is also a stock that has gotten small all year long. It peaked in February at about 23 and a quarter, and it's trading now at about $9. If it's already come down by 60% or more, for you to put it on the Danger Zone now means that you think it's out of whack at $9 a share. So if they're looking at the same numbers and $9 looks good to them or better, what are they smoking to get there? Or what are they going to say? Somebody who looks at it goes, wait, they've already lost this much money. Are you high thinking that they're going to fall this much now?
That's right. You know, these guys need to get small like Steve Martin gets small. Or maybe they already are, but the valuation's got to come way down. I mean, just look at price to sales. These guys are like many multiples higher. Like, I mean, they're at close to 100 times price to sales, where other stocks, other marijuana stocks are in the 30s or even 20s. And when you kind of boil this down, there's an issue here in different types of businesses, right? At the end of the day, marijuana or cannabis, hemp, this is going to be a farming business, not that dissimilar to tobacco. Maybe there's potentially a little bit higher margin there because of the medicinal uses, but look, people can grow this stuff, and as we've already seen, people are clamoring for space to grow, and right now there's sort of an imbalance between supply and demand, and so prices are rather high right now, I think, because a lot of demand hasn't come on or supply hasn't come on. And yet, Cronus has got like negative 120-plus margins. They're not making money right now. The big question is, what kind of margin can we expect them to have? So we look at some valuation around that. And right now, to justify $9 a share, they've got to immediately go from a negative 170% margin, which is where they are the trailing 12 months, to 5% and grow revenues at 40% compounded annually for 20 years. Grandview Research for the industry thinks that the legal cannabis industry is going to grow about 24% compounded annually for the next 6 years. So that's like they're going to grow a lot faster than it and everybody else. And it would also imply that they would own effectively 14% of the total addressable market in 2025. And that's a big increase in market share because right now they're 0.1%.
So a fair value, a no growth price on the stock would be?
Well, the no growth value, I believe, is zero. And we said, look, if we give them a margin somewhere between consumer food and tobacco, let's say 12%, which is pretty generous, and then they grow revenue at 53% compounded annually for 10 years, stock's worth $4.
Wow.
So I think even that's a pretty hefty best case. I don't know. But, I mean, clearly we're not saying it's a best case scenario because we provide some scenarios in our report that look at how to justify $9 a share. But yeah, it's worth $4 if they can get to 12% margins. And again, they're a grower, right? So they're not in like refining. Think about like in the oil industry, you've got people that are in exploration and production. Those are sort of the people that find the fields, and then there's the production. Those are the farmers. And then you've got people who refine it, and then you've got people at the gas station, right? They got all these different stages in the business. The lower margin stuff is on the front end, especially when it comes to farming, because, you know, we all know farming is not really, it's a commoditized business. Anyway, fads like IPOs or like weed, these are fads. And the reason they call them fads is because people get too fanatical or emotionally invested in upside opportunity, and they lose sight of details. Details that can come back to haunt you later.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you shouldn't invest in marijuana stocks. I'm saying be smart about which one you invest in, and this one is one to avoid.
Or maybe do it through a fund. There are now some cannabis funds. You can try those. Of course, as you pointed out, you're going to be covering all the cannabis stocks going forward. You're not quite there yet. And maybe you'll add the cannabis funds, and maybe we'll talk about them. But right now, yeah, what's high about Cronos Group, C-R-O-N, what's high is the price. Because it's at $9, it's off from a high of 23. And David just made a compelling case that 4 would be a more than fair price, and 0 is a potential price. So, yeah, that is the definition of dangerous. David Trainer, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
That's David Trainer, everybody. And if you want more information, remember, go to newconstructs.com. Check out their blog post about their danger zone picks. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. Up next, it's the Money Life Market Call. Ben Johnson from Morningstar will be here, and we'll be talking ETFs when we come back in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.